I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Today, I want to talk about deciding to resign from your job and having that hard conversation with yourself, your tribe, and your boss. For the past 18 months, as COVID has turned the world upside down, the changes in our work life have been equally as hectic. This clearly speaks to the majority and not the few who have been fortunate to adapt with lesser impact. From layoffs to business closures to reinventing ourselves, it's been a roller coaster ride most of us never wanted to be on. Now more than ever, people want to explore their options. It's almost as if surviving this time has given a renewed sense of self, a feeling that if we got this far, why not make it all about our own dreams, not just the unexpected detours we face? Scary, yes, but it should also give you a sense of strength and some gold stars for your bravery. I know, you think being brave comes after doing something insanely heroic. Right. Well, I'm here to tell you, being brave means making the decision to honor yourself, especially when you haven't been making choices that really work for you. Life is too short to stay in a job that makes you feel crappy. After all, we spend way too much time at work. There are a number of hard conversations you need to have. First, with yourself. Why do you want to quit? Which parts of the job are good? Which parts are not? Make an actual list. Don't keep this in your head. Get it out onto paper or voice record yourself. When it's in your head only, it won't become a reality. Have a conversation with your spouse, partner, best friend. You can hire a coach if that works, but chat with someone who supports you, celebrates you, and can help to deconstruct it into bite-sized pieces. This will greatly reduce stress. It's not always about leaving your industry, which seems to be the popular story these days. It could be as simple as leaving a company that no longer serves you. And when I say serves you, I mean you dream of leaving for more. You are unhappy, and it's showing up in other parts of your life. The thing is, while you might have fantasies about a snarky resignation text or screaming bye as you hand over your company ID, the grace of departing with integrity is mostly for you. Don't forget, when you got that gig, you were grateful or maybe even ecstatic, and it added up enough to say yes to the offer. Whether you realized it 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 years later, that it was no longer adding up, you agreed to it initially, so that part's on you. Let me insert a quick story here about a position I took years ago. I joined a startup company with a great title, salary, and what was sold to me as a massive opportunity to advance my career. It was a pivotal time for me, and I was ready for the challenge. Day one, I get to the office, and no one anticipated my arrival. My new boss is nowhere to be found. His assistant kinda knows I'm starting, but there's nothing. No place to sit, no desk, laptop, or any onboarding plan. The sinking feeling that I had at that moment made me want to cry. What had I done? Within the first 2 months, I had 3 different titles, which came with different sets of responsibilities. That was insanely confusing. I was given the green light to hire a person on my team. And then days after making an offer to someone, I had to rescind that offer. This person interviewed more than once with me and my manager, gave notice at his job, and made personal plans that included childcare, then had the rug pulled out beneath him. It was beyond unprofessional and disastrous. It would be years of feeling shame and discomfort for something I had no control over. If it weren't for my manager's departure shortly thereafter, I would have left. The only reason I didn't walk out immediately was that I had a personal financial contract that I had just signed that could cost me a small fortune. The thing is, we've all been compromised or sold a bad bill of goods. It blows big time. When I did eventually leave that company, it would include lawyers, the threat of lawsuit, and a settlement. And that was not my only experience bringing legal advice to a departing position. I found myself creating exit strategies more than once in my career. Not pretty, definitely stressful, but damn if I was going to let a corporate giant reduce me for maintaining my integrity. I am pleased to say I have a strong work ethic and exceptional negotiation skills, and I coach people who want to stay or who want to go with dignity and grace. It doesn't have to be the threat of leaving that gets you what you need. Structuring a good conversation with your manager can also be the solve. I help people do that too. So have the hard conversation and set in motion a new adventure for yourself. Doing your job with your eyes closed only means you are surviving, not growing. That means you're standing in place, treading, and the ground beneath you is wearing. If safety is your interest, please know it wears thin and over time. That's not protective in the end. Movement in the workforce is real. More than 4 million people resigned from their job this past November, according to the Labor Department. So if you opt to resign, just know you won't be alone. And the opportunities or vacancies are out there. If you've learned anything these past 2 years, hopefully it includes life is short. Being stuck is not living, it's surviving. You are stronger, smarter than you realized. It has always been up to you, even if you didn't know that. Happiness is a choice, so is suffering. You are way more creative than you knew, emotionally, physically, financially. Don't sell yourself short. Just because you can't see it right now doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Let others help. Find your people. Hire a coach. But take steps toward yourself. And don't forget, I offer free 30-minute consultations to power through any challenge that you might be facing. Be kind to yourself, look after each other, and as always, thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.